Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechet Zavod Zora, Daf Lamed Zayin. The second parak Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechet Zavod Zora program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Olav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Olav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya declined to permit bread of idolaters, so they would not be called basin sharia, a permissive basin, having already permitted their oil and having ruled leniently regarding a get given on condition that I do not return within 12 months, and the husband died in the interim. A Mishnah disqualifies the get since he died before the get's effectiveness after the Tanai's fulfillment and subjects her to Yibum. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya permitted her to remarry it, ruling like Rabbi Yossi that Zmano Shoshtar Mochiachuav, the date in the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. Rabbi Elazar asked an elder about Rabbi Yehuda's lenient ruling, Ki Shri Sua, when you permitted her, La Alter Shri Sua, did you permit her to remarry immediately when the husband died? Dilasi, since he would definitely not return, or only after 12 months, the Ha'akayim Le Tanai, because the condition is then fulfilled. This question is equally relevant where one explicitly stipulated that the get should take effect from now if I do not return, and he died in the interim. Still, Rabbi Elazar asked this elder who was present at Rabbi Yehuda's ruling. Point number two, Yosef ben Yoezer ruled, Mashka beis mitbechaya dochon, the beverages of the shechita place in the Mikdash are tahor. This refers to the seven liquids normally subject to contracting and transmitting tumah, and teaches that these liquids in the Mikdash's shechita area are not subject to the rabbinic decree of tumah. Rav and Shmuel debate its meaning. Rav says, dochon mamish, they are literally tahor and cannot contract tumah. He holds Tumas Mashkin de Rabban, Tumah of liquids altogether, is rabbinical and was only enacted for ordinary liquids, but not for those of the Bei Mitbechaya in the Mikdash, which are entirely Tahor. Shmuel says, Dachim Latame Acherim, they are Tahor insofar as they cannot be Matame other things, Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshbehen, but they themselves are subject to contracting Tumah. This is because Shmuel holds Tumas Mashkin Deraisa, Tumah contraction of liquids is Mederaisa, and therefore applies universally, Latame Acherim Derabbanan, but their ability to Matame others is only rabbinical, and this decree was not enacted for the liquids of Beis Mitbechaya. And point number three, Yossi ben Yoezer's third lenient ruling was, while the Yikrav Lamisa Masayev, and one who touches a dead body is Tame. The Gemara objects that this implies a Chumra, not a leniency, and furthermore, one who touches a mace is Tame Mederaisa. It first answers that although even one who touches a person who touched a mace is tamei midaraisa, the biblical law is bechiburin tumah shiva. If he touches the person while he's touching the mace, he contracts 7-day tumah. But shelo bechiburin tumas erev, if he touched him when he's not touching the mace, he only contracts tumah until nightfall. The sages decreed even this case tamei for 7 days, but Yosef reinstated the biblical law of tumah only after nightfall. Rava rejected this interpretation and instead explains that Yossi ruled leniently regarding Safak Tuma Brushus of Rabim, doubtful Tuma which occurred in a public domain. Biblically, this is ruled Tahor, but Rav Yochanan said, Ein Moinken, we do not rule this way publicly, and Yossi publicly ruled like this leniency. When such cases came before Rabbi Yanai, he said, Hamaya b'shikasa d'benahara, there is water in the depths of the river, go immerse yourselves. He would not rely on the leniency when it could easily be resolved. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya declined to permit bread of idolaters, so they would not be called based in sharia, a permissive basin, having already permitted their oil and having ruled leniently regarding a get given on condition that you do not return within 12 months, and the husband died in the interim. A Mishnah disqualifies the get since he died before the get's effectiveness after the Tanai's fulfillment and subjects her to Yibum. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya permitted her to remarry it, ruling like Rabbi Yossi that Zmano Shoshtar Mochiachuav, the date in the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. Rabbi Elazar asked an elder about Rabbi Yehuda's lenient ruling, Ki Shri Sua, when you permitted her, La Alter Shri Sua, did you permit her to remarry immediately when the husband died? Dilasi, since he would definitely not return, or only after 12 months, the Ha'akayim Le Tanai, because the condition is then fulfilled. This question is equally relevant where one explicitly stipulated that the get should take effect from now if I do not return, and he died in the interim. Still, Rabbi Elazar asked this elder who was present at Rabbi Yehuda's ruling. Point number two, Yosef ben Yoezer ruled, Mashka beis mitbechaya dochon, the beverages of the shechita place in the Mikdash are tahor. This refers to the seven liquids normally subject to contracting and transmitting tumah, and teaches that these liquids in the Mikdash's shechita area are not subject to the rabbinic decree of tumah. Rav and Shmuel debate its meaning. Rav says, dochon mamish, they are literally tahor and cannot contract tumah. He holds Tumas Mashkin, the Rabban, Tuma of liquids altogether, is rabbinical and was only enacted for ordinary liquids, but not for those of the Beit Mitbachaya in the Mikdash, which are entirely Tahor. Shmuel says, Dachim Latame Acherim, they are Tahor insofar as they cannot be Matame other things. Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshbehen, but they themselves are subject to contracting Tuma. This is because Shmuel holds Tumas Mashkin Deraisa, Tuma contraction of liquids is Mederaisa, and therefore applies universally, Latame Acherim Derabbanan, but their ability to Matame others is only rabbinical, and this decree was not enacted for the liquids of Beis Mitbachaya. And point number three, Yossi ben Yoezer's third lenient ruling was, while the Yikrav Lamisa Masayev, and one who touches a dead body is Tameh. The Gemara objects that this implies a Chumrah, not a leniency, and furthermore, one who touches a mace is Tameh Mideraisa. It first answers that although even one who touches a person who touched a mace is Tameh Mideraisa, the biblical law is, Bechiburin Tumah Shiva, if he touches the person while he's touching the mace, he contracts 7-day Tumah. But Shelo Bechiburin Tumas Erev, if he touched him when he's not touching the mace, he only contracts Tumah until nightfall. The sages decreed even this case Tameh for 7 days, but Yose reinstated the biblical law of Tumah only after nightfall. Rava rejected this interpretation and instead explains that Yossi ruled leniently regarding Safak Tuma Brishus of Rabim, doubtful Tuma which occurred in a public domain. Biblically, this is ruled Tahor, but Rav Yochanan said, Ein Morinken, we do not rule this way publicly, and Yossi publicly ruled like this leniency. When such cases came before Rabbi Yanai, he said, Hamaya b'shikasa de b'nahara, there is water in the depths of the river, go immerse yourselves. He would not rely on the leniency when it could easily be resolved. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Zayin, and our standard Siman is laser tag. Laser tag, so here goes. During the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan and Tumas Mashkin Deraisa teams, the referee told a player who wasn't sure if he touched the corpse when it landed outside that Safak Tuma Berushusa Rabim Tahor. Once again, slow motion. During the heated laser tag match, laser tag, that must be run off Lamed Zion. During the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when does a get al Tanai take effect if the husband died guaranteeing the Tanai's fulfillment. So during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan and Tumas Mashkin Deraisa teams, which reminds us, Yossi ben Yoezer ruled, the Mashka Bei Mitbachaya Dochen, the beverages of the Shechita place in the Mikdash are Tahor. Rav says, Dachem Mamish, they're literally Tahor and cannot contract Tuma. He holds Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan, Tuma of liquids altogether is rabbinical, and was only enacted for ordinary liquids, but not for those of the Beit Mitbachaya and the Mikdash, which are entirely Tahor. Shmuel says, Dachem Molatame Acherim, they are Tahor insofar as they cannot be Matame other things, Aval Tumas Atzman Yeshbehen, but they themselves are subject to contracting Tuma. This is because Shmuel holds Tumas Mashkin Deraisa, Tuma contraction of liquids is Mederaisa, and therefore applies universally. Latame Acherim Derabbanan, but their ability to be Matame others is only Derabbanan, and this decree was not enacted for the liquids of the Beit Mitbachaya. So during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan and Tumas Mashkin Deraisa teams, the referee told a player who wasn't sure if he touched the corpse when it landed outside that Safak Tuma Bereshusa Rabim Tahor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Yossi ben Yoezer's lenience for a Tumas Mace, that Safak Tuma Bereshusa Rabim is Tahor. So once again, during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan and Tumas Mashkin Deraisa teams, the referee told the player who wasn't sure if he touched the corpse when it landed outside that Safak Tuma Bereshusa Rabim Tahor. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate. Peg-legged pirate? That must be around Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners, which reminds us, an airborne seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Ami ruled, "Mamalin mein shoshi yami uma'aron." One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rabbi adds that they must be emptied me'ez le'ez every 24 hours. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flasks. So, the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out. Which reminds us, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized the wine casks from Jews in Pumbedisa, and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled Dabashay Machniso Bekiyamu. A cask is an item which one does not place wine for storage, therefore, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. So the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out and to check who used the earthenware cups first, the pirates or the Jews, which reminds us, regarding kase, earthenware cups used for drinking, Rav Asi prohibits them and Rav Ashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they're prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine. Therefore, Rav Asi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. An alternative pshat is given. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Siman Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The rabbi on the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy. He used them for wine, which reminds us, regarding mani de kunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an Akum's wine, Razvid permitted white and black ones in the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from Chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden. And the Gemara answers, Zed tashmishu b'chamin. This vessel used for Chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more. Zed tashmishu b'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, he used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva visited Kinzak and they posed 3 questions to him, including, if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash and they answered, Hilchos kankanim sho'ode chochamim l'achiyud Beis Chodesh mutarin. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy, he used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they have to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Reb Meir said that gvinas beis unyaki, cheese of beis unyaki, is prohibited in hana, but the chamim say it's mutter b'hana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited gvinas beis unyaki even in hana, according to Reb Meir, mipnei sherova gam sheosa ir nishchatin l'avodas kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. Daf Lamed Hei, so the similar Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hei, la la la. The children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, which reminds us, Gemara brings 6 different reasons for the Gezerah of Gvinas Beis Unyaki. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, which reminds us, Gemara explains why Chol of Akum is prohibited. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops, which reminds us, Gemara explains why Pas Akum and Pas Palter are prohibited. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Siman Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav and a bottle of idolater's oil as a sign to forbid it, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that an Akum's oil is prohibited in consumption. Rav explains that Daniel decreed against it, but Shmuel says, Shel Zalifa Sam Kelim Asurin Osartan, the missions of flavors from forbidden utensils prohibits their oil. So the royal advisor who thrust a loaf in a bottle of idolatrous oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept. Which reminds us, the ban of oil was revoked because in Gozrin Gezer HaTzibur, we do not enact a decree for the public, El Im Ken Rov Tzibur Yochon Lamud Ba, unless most of the public can withstand it. A pasuk describes the Gezer being accepted by Hagoy Kulo, the entire nation, implying it must be feasible for the entire nation in order to take effect. So the royal advisor who thrust a loaf in a bottle of idolatrous oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept it. So they choose to use loving to block entrances in order to prevent Jews from going into Yichud with Benos Hakum, which reminds us that Rav listed Benosehen, their daughters, among the Shmonas Ardavar, enacted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara ultimately concludes that they decreed against Yichud, seclusion with an Overes Kochavim, which was not included in any prior Yichud prohibition. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that Kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted after 12 months? That's on Daf. Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss when a get all Tanai takes effect if the husband died in the interim, guaranteeing the Tanai's fulfillment? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we win the Beisham Beis Hillel decreed against having Yichud with an Avedis Kochavim? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss how the decree against Shemen was revoked? That's on Daf. Amad Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Yosef ben Yoezer ruled the Mashka Bey Mitbechai is Doch and is Tahor, and we have Machos what Tahor means, which is dependent on the Machokas whether Tumas Mashkin is Metami Deraisa or Durabanan. That's on Daf. Amad Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn why Rimer holds the Gvinas of Beisun Yanki, the cheese of Beisun Yanki, is Aser Bahana? That's on Daf. Amad Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn about Oros Levuvin? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn about Yosef ben Yoezer's leniency for Tumas Meis that Safak Tuma Bushus of Rabim is Tahor? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Rav explains that Daniel decreed against the Shemen of an Akum? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we know that regarding the need to kasher drinking cups, it all depends on who used them first, the Jew or the Akum? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.